Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on one of my columns. This one was co-written with my friend Professor David E. Weber, and it's called Cup of Coffee. It really is about communication. But we're also going to have a couple of segments about skiing, since I'm broadcasting from Canyon Ski Resort in Utah right now. There's a big ski race taking place this weekend, the Sprint U.S. Snowboarding and Free Skiing Grand Prix. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesallen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top, and you'll get a whole lot of options. Follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. If you want to stay in the loop, sign up and receive my newsletter. You will get no spam, just a weekly update. Today we have a very cool lineup of guests, including our regulars, Pastor Drew Sams for Spiritual Wrap, and Dr. Jennifer Weberman for the Women's Room. But in so much as I'm broadcasting today's show from Canyon's Resort in Utah, I'm also having Steve Pastorino, Canyon Ski Resort's head of marketing, and one of the top racers competing in this weekend's ski and snowboard cross championship race, Langley McNeil. She is sitting in the room right next to me. Let me tell you just a little bit about her. She is born and raised in the mountains of Sun Valley, Idaho. Langley has returned to professional skiing full-time after taking some time off after missing the 2010 Olympics and trying her hand at the corporate world. Why would she do that? Finding that the drive and desire to compete was still burning strong, Langley left her desk job in Seattle and came back strong onto the ski cross race scene this past season. After making headlines at the X Games due to a clothing infraction disqualification, hello Janet Jackson, McNeil claimed the national title the following weekend at the Sprint Grand Prix and is currently ranked the number one female ski cross skier in the U.S. Langley has her sights set on being the top American female finisher at every race next season to gain X Games redemption and be in a strong place to contend for a spot on the 2014 Winter Olympic team. Welcome to my show, Langley.
So good to be here. Thanks for that introduction. Wow.
Well, you are one impressive lady, not to mention charming and good looking. I mean, being the sexist pig I am, I couldn't help but notice that you're cute. Let's get to the very beginning here. What the heck is ski cross?
Oh, ski cross is, I think, the most exciting sport out there because you're racing other people, not the clock. So it's kind of like a mix of roller derby meets rodeo, NASCAR. So it's a gate drops. You race three other people down a course with berms and rolls and big air, and first one to the bottom wins, Bruce.
Okay, so they're heats of four.
Right.
And then does it work like a tennis thing where it's just in brackets and it's a reduced four and a reduced four and a reduced four?
Exactly.
Okay, but the thing that's so interesting, though, is you do qualify old-style skiing based on times, correct?
Exactly. So they call that the qualification day, and you go down by yourself, and that's the only time you race the clock. And then depending on your time, you are seated against other athletes.
It's fascinating to me because that means, in your case, having an alpine background, you're used to racing against the clock.
Exactly.
A lot of the new skiers or ski cross or board cross competitors may only have done the head-to-head sort of stuff. So the fact that you have to have the ability to both do against yourself and get, you know, encouraged or challenged by those behind, in front of, or next to you makes this sport truly, truly interesting.
Yeah. It's definitely one of the new hot sports. There's the addition of slipstone halfpipe to the Olympics, but ski cross is right in there. So the whole U.S. free skiing circuit is going to be pretty exciting in 2014, next year in Russia.
So I'm really curious, corporate world and now back to skiing. Tell us about that.
What was I thinking? Definitely good for me to go and see what I was not missing. But it was definitely hard to sit at a desk for 80 hours a week after being in this exciting world of skiing.
Well, you know, it's interesting because not only do I applaud your decision, but we joked about earlier when we were on a Twitter thing yesterday about the age of ski athletes and all athletes. And one of the things that I got from you is that this is one of those rare ski race competitions where age and experience may work for you versus just brute strength and speed, correct?
Exactly. You would think it'd be exactly the opposite because it is such a crazy sport. You'd think it'd be the 18-year-olds out there that are doing the best. But you learn things like sitting back and waiting and letting other people run the courses first because a lot of times if someone gets hurt, they'll change a jump or they'll change a feature. So you learn to, like, kind of sit back and watch and take it all in and then go when you're ready.
So it's a little bit of NASCAR meets downhill.
Exactly.
With a little X Games thrown in for style.
Exactly.
I was on the course this morning, and I will put up a bunch of these pictures, but one of the features was a low jump where you would then have to clear a gap. And what I thought just was so darn cool was in the gap were three shark's fins. I don't know if you've even seen it yet. It wasn't there yesterday, but it's there this morning. And I thought, what other sport that's legitimate, and this is darn legitimate, has so much fun? Are you guys really having as much fun as it seems to?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I love the other athletes on this circuit. It's definitely not as rigid as alpine skiing. People come to this sport, they call it the going to the dark side. And that's for a reason, because it's definitely very counterculture, and it's fun. You know, like people were doing shifties off the last jump yesterday and spread eagles. And
wait, what's a shifty?
You know, like when you throw your whole body sideways.
Oh, wow. That looks so scary to me. I'm afraid I would do that and just keep on rotating.
Hey, I've seen your pictures from the half pipe. I know you can do it.
Oh, well.
You might have to send it tomorrow.
I would love it if you would let me follow you down sometime.
Let's do it. We'll strap a GoPro to your head.
Okay, I'll just go around the features. No, I like the GoPro on my chest because it gives you more of a sense of speed.
But then when you're in your tuck, you're just going to get a shot of your crotch. I hate to say it.
That's only if I point it that way.
All right.
Oh, my God, you are so charming. What else do you want to tell us about your life, your sport, your goals, anything that you feel you'd like to share with our audience?
Well,
other than you're going to win tomorrow.
I guess just check out Ski Across. It's definitely a new sport in the U.S., and it's really, really fun to watch. And I think once you get into the whole scene, you can't look away. But just check it out. It'll be on NBC. Bruce, do we know when?
I don't know when, but it's going to be on this weekend, and anybody can find it, I'm sure, in their local listings. Okay, one other thing that's important. Who does it faster, the boarders or the skiers?
I would have to say the skiers. I actually train with a snowboard cross team, and they say, well, a female skier is the equivalent of a male snowboarder.
Ah, very interesting. One of the boarders was telling me that the part that they lose time is in the jumps because they can't quite land as evenly as the skiers. Is that true?
Well, it depends. This is definitely a more snowboardy course because they can make these little ollie moves and nail the transitions where our skis don't flex as well, so they kind of slap down. So it depends on the course, but if it's a course that's, I don't know, in the middle for both of us, the skiers definitely go faster.
So I did the course again this morning very briefly, and when I did the berms, I was going about 3 miles an hour, I think. When you're going, what's the highest speed you're reaching?
I know at X Games we get clocked going about 70.
This Excuse me? What was that? Was that 30 you said?
About 70.
So do you feel in the berm, do you actually feel G-force?
Yeah. I was definitely getting compressed in some of those turns going, I wish I squatted more this summer because, oh, my God, that's a lot of force to take on those legs.
Okay, now the other thing that's amazing is the course is like about a half a mile long. No, it's got to be more than like a mile long, and the times are approximately literally just seconds over a minute. So that means you're covering 3,000 feet of course, jumps, features, berms, in about a minute. Right?
That's right. I know. It is madness when you think about it. And we're on two boards strapped to our feet that have been waxed. And you're in the air as much as you're on the ground. It is.
Well, but the air part is very interesting. You're not wanting to stay in the air, correct?
Exactly. It's always faster to be on the snow. So,
it's like, I remember the 1976 downhill when Franz Klammer put on that incredible run, and you'd watch him as he'd fly over certain areas where I guess they just build it so you have no choice to be in the air, but you try to stay low.
Yep, exactly.
So the same thing with all the different features, and there's such a variety of them. Again, one of the big differences that I gather, and you just said it to me earlier, is every course is unique.
Yes.
That's so bizarre. So you have to learn the course each time. It's a tennis match is always on a tennis court. The only difference might be the surface, but here it's a different course with, I guess, some guidelines. They must have a certain number of burns, certain number of features, and they always end with a big jump, right?
Right. But that's what makes it so cool. Is every course is different. So you know, you don't get to be the best at, you know, there's different athletes that win different events because it's, it plays to their strengths and their weaknesses.
All right, we're nearly out of time. For those that want to find you, Langley, do you want to give out any personal information, like, you know, your phone number?
Maybe next time, but you can definitely find me on Facebook.
Okay, where do we find you on Facebook?
It's Langley McNeil.
Okay.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Lang McNeil.
Okay, how do you spell Langley, just for those of us that are illiterate?
It's L-A-N-G-E-L-Y. It's
so you were named after the ski boot, I understand.
Yeah. Do you think my parents would still love me if I didn't have a ski gear? I don't know.
Well, Langley, you are a doll. I wish you the best of luck. I know you're a little under the weather, and I'll be there rooting for you. Thanks so much for being a guest on the show.
Bruce, it's an absolute pleasure. You're the man.
Okay. All right. We will be back with Steve Pastorino, who is the head of marketing at the Canyon Ski Resort, and then we will get back to our normal programming. So stay tuned.